This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A panel of federal judges today upheld a Republican redistricting map that could give the GOP as many as 8 additional congressional seats in Texas. The court denied arguments from Democrats and minority groups that mid-decade redistricting was illegal in Texas. Earlier this year, the plan threw the Texas legislature into turmoil for several months. Democrats twice fled across the state line to deny Republicans a quorum. Joining us now is Wayne Slater of the Dallas Morning News. Wayne, what did the court say about the redistricting plan?
Well, basically, the federal judges said that this redistricting effort, and you're right, it was a long, fractious, and difficult process, but this midterm redistricting effort in Texas might have been hardball politics, might not even have been good public policy, but it wasn't illegal. If the legislature wanted to do it, it could do it.
Now, the new map draws some pretty unusual districts. Is this likely to give the GOP a big boost in elections later this year?
Oh, my gosh. This is a tremendous win for the GOP in Texas, for House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who played shuttle diplomat here in Austin trying to get this thing drawn, and the White House, which was very behind the scenes, very active in working for it. You're right. The Republicans, which now have a minority, 17-15 is the congressional delegation now, with Democrats having 17 Democrats, are very likely to end up, Republicans are, with 22-23 possibly Republicans. It is an enormous increase that likely will happen. Ultimately, it's up to the judges, up to the voters. But if you look at the map, I think both sides agree the Republicans, if this thing stands up, and it likely will have big wins in Texas.
Well, in one case, Representative Martin Frost's mainly black and Hispanic district in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is now divided into 5 Republican districts. How does this kind of electoral surgery sidestep the Voting Rights Act?
Well, what you see depends on where you're standing. If you're Republicans, you say it doesn't do any violence to the Voting Rights Act, and these judges today, by a 2-1 decision, effectively said it's okay. It doesn't violate the Voter Rights Act. It may be ugly, it may be difficult, but it doesn't violate the act. But if you listen to Democrats, they effectively have said today that this guts the Voting Rights Act, that the rights of millions of Hispanics and blacks in Texas have been abridged today, have been denied today, and that we, in effect, have no Voting Rights Act with respect to this kind of issue in Texas.
Redistricting traditionally takes place once a decade after a census. Will this ruling make it easier for states to redraw political maps whenever they like?
And the court really talks about that. In this 127-page decision today, the judges say, you know, this really invites what at one point it called the dance, or the potential of a dance, where when your team's up one year, you draw the districts one way, another team's up next year, then you draw them to benefit the other political party. And they're very clear that this is not really a very good idea. But they say this is something that would have to be remedied by Congress. Ultimately, the judges have to be guardians and rulers and judges in a case. They shouldn't make law. And they said there's nothing we can do about it. What they did was legal, even if it was ugly.
So they may have actually opened the door there.
Absolutely. This can happen elsewhere. And there are redistricting cases all over the country, Georgia, Texas, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Michigan. The Democratic Party here and nationally say that's exactly what it's going to do. We're going to have this period of midterm redistricting every time somebody gets in power.
Thanks, Wayne.
Bye-bye.
Wayne Slater is with the Dallas Morning News.